So that said, some other things outside of Digimon. So we finally, I don't know if you saw, we finally have a cast announcement for Fantastic Four.
Oh.
We just dropped about
let me guess. Daniel Day-Lewis as Reed Richards.
Okay.
We've got Michael Chiklis reprising his role as... Wait, was it Michael Chiklis in...
Yeah.
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 Reprising his role as the Thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going against type. It's going to be Caitlyn Jenner as the Invisible Woman.
Okay.
And finally, Human Torch. We need some diversity here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It's going to be Andrew Yang, candidate for New York City mayor.
Okay.
Most recently.
You got 4 out of 4.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wrong.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we have Pedro Pascal.
Oh, as Reed?
As Reed.
That's cool.
Vanessa Kirby.
Who the fuck is that?
I will check for you.
She sounds white.
I have some bad news about all of these people.
Damn.
Let's see. She was in the last couple Mission Impossible movies.
Her name sounds familiar, but I don't quite recognize her.
I'm not familiar with her work. She's
Vanessa Kirby. She, you know, it's just another nepotism role, you know. Her granddad is Kirby from the games.
yeah,
and that really opened some doors for her.
See, I don't know what of these you would know. Like, because I don't really recognize many or any of these.
I watch movies.
What?
I watch movies.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't recognize these. I know she was in The Crown.
Okay.
Yeah. She's in
Fast and the Furious.
Well, Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. Classic.
But yeah, she is.
Napoleon. Does she play the lady who cooked him in Napoleon? Do you know what I'm talking about? Napoleon, world's greatest cuck. have you heard about this? Have you heard about this? Napoleon was deeply in love with a woman who was not with his stees and cheated on him habitually while he was at war. Cool. French stuff. French kind of stuff. I can't remember what her fucking name is, but I bet that's who. What was her name? Vanessa Carlton?
Kirby.
Kirby. Vanessa Kirby. Was it Vanessa?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Joseph Quinn, who...
Joseph Quinn.
He plays the Eddie Munson or whatever in Stranger Things.
Okay.
He's our Johnny Storm.
Okay. I like that guy. I don't so much know anything about him.
Right, but. Same. And I'm going to fuck this up, and I should know this, but... Eben Moss Backrock is Ben Grimm, and he's in The Bear, No Hard Feelings. He's in the new Punisher show, the Netflix series. He was in Andor. He's in The Lake House. But yeah, so that is our cast. The only one that I know well enough to say anything about would be Pedro, and I think
he's just there because he's Pedro Pascal.
I think he's there because he's Pedro Pascal,
which I'm fine with. I don't care.
I think that obviously the long suffering but exasperated dad of side of Reed Richards, that's his stock and trade.
He never has never struck me as like super genius beyond reproach.
That's what I was just about to say, is the like genius to the point of borderline narcissism of Reed Richards' side of it. That is where, like, I don't doubt it, because that's one area where I don't think that Marvel has ever really fucked up is in casting. They pretty much, like, have a pretty solid batting average on their cast their cast, but that is like one area I'm interested to see how Pedro plays that. The others I don't know enough about, but I don't know. They've got to get, the casting is so important for the Fantastic Four, because like the 2005 movie had a good cast individually. Like I thought that Alba was fine as Sue. Ooh, I thought that
I don't know if I've ever liked a Jessica Alba performance. She's always just kind of like an animated doll that is in a scene.
Yeah.
You know?
But and that's how Sue was written in that movie anyway. Chris Evans was good as Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
Chiklis was like
his greatest thing.
He was great as the thing. The other guy was good as Reed.
Yeah,
but
who the fuck is that dude? He's just kind of like white man, standard white man.
Right.
He came out of like a plaster mold.
Yeah. The dynamic wasn't there. Like individually,
no.
I thought they were all fine to good, but I didn't like believe in the. And this is the first family. You've got to get that like relationship right. So hopefully everybody had a lot of screen tests and all the chemistry is there. I want to look forward to it. Like Fantastic Four, like I read a lot of Spider-Man and I read a lot of, well, not as much, but Fantastic Four were like the comics that I read as a kid. And well, Spider-Man has had good adaptations. Like he's got a few good series. He's got a few good movies. He's even got a few good games.
Yeah.
Like there's
that play killed a bunch of people. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Like good things have come out of Spider-Man. I think there are things in Spider-Man that haven't ever been adapted well. Like I don't think that anything has ever done the night Gwen Stacy died with the amount of pathos that the comic has. But in general, like the character has been done well. The Fantastic Four hasn't. Like none of the animated series really hold up to me. None of the movies are that good. So
Fant Four Stick.
Yeah, I never
saw that one.
I never saw that. I never saw
I think I saw the second one.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah,
I never saw that either.
Silver Surfer was one of my absolute favorites. That cartoon was the shit to me when I was a little kid and it was on WB. Wait, no. Was it on Fox Kids? I think it was on Fox Kids.
I believe it was on Fox Kids, yeah.
Yeah, that fucked really hard. Loved that. Loved the aesthetic of that. But, man, I remember seeing the CGI and trailers and being like, that looks like piss. He looks like, I don't know. He looks like Mercury in a... He should look like Mercury, but he looks like Mercury in a bad way.
Right.
In like a gross way.
Speaking of Fox Kids, second item, they dropped a trailer for the X-Men cartoon reboot that's coming out like next month.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? I've heard about that through Kyle. We were like, man, remember how fucking hard the X-Men cartoon theme went? And then we pulled it up and like... It is a cool intro sequence, and I do like that riff, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, we're gonna get copyright struck. But like, if you just listen to the audio, there's like a whole bunch of like whooshing and whirring and just chaos in the audio design from like all the different characters and their powers and shit activating. So it just sounds like shit if you just listen to the audio.
So a trailer dropped for that about a week ago. Have you seen the? Well, let's take a gander at that real quick and then. All right. So what are your thoughts?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I just don't care. I don't care anymore. Just the perpetual repackaging of everything I've ever cared about in the past that has to be like refed through this human centipede perpetual shit loop. I just don't care. It's fine. I'm sure it's going to be okay. You know, I don't, but X-Men 97. Yeah, I feel like it's for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit about it. Like, I'm past the point of saturation. I can't get off on the like faux nostalgia anymore. You know? Everybody looks cool and bisexual. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Some good X-Men shit. I love people overacting in voiceovers. Mm-hmm. I love that shit too.
Yeah.
I love it when Wolverine says bub. It's just a thing I like. I don't know why. It seems like a pretty insane thing to call another adult human. I say bub all the time. What am I talking about? It's Canadian Midwestern sort of brain damage. Mm-hmm. Right. Goes through. It looks fine, you know? I was like, man, this frame rate's shit. But I was like, oh, they're doing the 97 thing. They want it to be.
Well, okay, so that is the thing I'm most kind of interested in, is like
trying to make digital animation look like hand-drawn animation that's also...
Yeah, I definitely think the show that was made for CRT television doesn't necessarily translate to high def when you try to make it. Like, it does not look the same. Yes, the color palettes are the same, the designs are the same. Something is off about it. But one thing I'm curious about is like how...
Who actually impregnated Jean Grey?
It's
probably not Cyclops, just going by the history of it.
How accurate it is to the original show, because the original show happened in the 90s when like...
Yeah.
FCC and standards and practices were like off the charts. So like,
yeah.
Are there actual guns in this show?
Or laser guns, I feel like, in the...
The original one was lasers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were like laser guns, and they were...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, no one can actually throw a punch. Wolverine does like weird shit with his claws, but never actually uses them for anything. Light, yeah. Like, I'm wondering if they're going to like...
That's kind of part of the charm.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really absurd. Like, this neutered... Like, if you look at it in its barest fucking sort of metaphorical allegory parallels, X-Men are a like paramilitary group of bisexual
right.
heathens who are like fighting against the sort of like Christo-fascist moral majority belief system and like the militarization of you know, like imperial militarization shit. It's essentially like a, you know, X-Men are the metaphor for homosexuality. Mutants are
marginalized.
Yeah, it's a community like a of that. I think that was like the frontier that they were worried about the most.
Yeah,
whenever, especially when that cartoon came out. But yeah, I mean, cool.
See, I didn't
be gay, do crimes, I guess.
I didn't really watch. I watched it a little bit as a kid, like when it would be on, but I definitely watched like the Batman series and Spider-Man of that era
more too. Yeah.
So like, I'm not like, and I don't know if I'd say I'm always excited to see something new, animation wise, new quote unquote, but
yeah.
I'm not excited about it on a nostalgic front as much as I am like, if
I am curious how they're gonna like translate the characters and their like motivations and stuff into like a more modern sort of, you know, perspective. But yeah, no, I mean, like, if they don't get if Jean Grey, Wolverine, and Cyclops don't become a thruple
mm-hmm.
with Nightcrawler as their adopted son,
right?
I don't want it. I don't care.
No, I respect that.
Jubilee is one of my favorite X-Men. I will say that. And
has
like
been gotten the shaft since this show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Short shrift. I think her power is cool. I don't think people get like the implications of and like possible applications of it.
Right. And
Jubilee is just a fun name.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... So... What exactly are Jubilee powers? Fireworks?
Kind of. She can like, it's kind of like Gambit's thing. She can either imbue things with like this like firework explosion energy, or she can just create it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's like her thing if you played like X-Men Legends, her basic thing is debuff. She'll like fuck somebody up. You know, she'll be like, you can't see anymore because there's a thing exploded in your eyes.
Right.
Sorry. And then the other X-Men get to actually like fuck them up. But I don't know. Something about her I just like.
No, yeah. She was always my favorite on the.
It's like if Liza Minnelli.
oh, 100%. I think it's because she was kind of the perspective character.
Was she the. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, she was kind of like the kitty.
Yeah.
Of the movies, you know?
Yeah. Or wasn't it more. Well, at least the first one was Rogue. Was like Anna Paquin's Rogue was the. And that's one I've seen the most. But yeah, I think that like the second or third one was more of a kitty perspective. But yeah.
Scooby dooby doo doo doo.
And
Cyclops is boring. Can we all just agree that he's a nerd?
I think that's
he's necessary.
Cyclops is
he's there to get cucked, is basically.
Yeah. I feel like Cyclops hasn't ever been done right in adaptation. Because I think done well, I think he is one of the more interesting characters in Marvel. But I think that
they
like
never lean into like the it really sucks that I can never take these fucking sunglasses off.
Right. Yeah.
Or when they do it, they make it so like skin deep that it's just like shitty, you know, like it's never like, oh, I fucking obliterated my mom's face, you know,
right.
When I was born because my eyes first came in contact with like natural light.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I agree. And another thing I wonder how they'll do, because like I watched the first like 5 or 6 episodes of the show because I hadn't seen it in 20 years. And, you know, like Magneto is, and a part of that is like how he was written in the 90s in general. But Magneto is portrayed, it's very black and white. There's no real nuance there. And I'm curious how that, like how they portray the characters if they like are, since it is picking up, like if it is. Just
back off, Xavier. Stopping me from destroying this bridge is anti-Semitic.
But see, I'm kind of torn on that because, like, I think it'd be better if the characters were more modern and more fleshed out. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you're gonna do that and not make them consistent to who they were in this show, then why are you doing this other than like? Obviously, all you're doing any of this for is to bank in on nostalgia, but at least I could believe that you were interested in continuing the story if you continue the story. But if it's just like modern
Xavier seems dead, so
I
guess, you know, Magneto's just going to be like, I'm your new dad.
Right. If it's just modern interpretations of the X-Men with that aesthetic on it,
You know what I wish they would do? If they had the fucking balls for it. They would have had them just, like, fall into a time vortex and then just show up as themselves, like, unchanged from 97 till now.
Right.
And then they would just be like, Wolverine, you can't say that.
I
didn't use the hard R, bub. I can say whatever I want.
See, I know that Disney can do, like, the animation live-action crossover. Just cut the cord and just drop these guys into like the next whatever, like the Deadpool movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Which there's a trailer
for.
Oh
yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did not.
Okay, we'll do that in just a second. But yeah.
Who's playing Wolverine this time?
It is Hubert Jackman.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they got him back.
Got him back.
Back in the
I guess he had enough
saddle.
Of being a you know, a song and dance man.
See, I think that's the cowardly move though. They should have just had
a musical.
Well, yes,
starring Wolverine.
Right. No. Okay. They should have had the cartoon Wolverine from X-Men 97 in Deadpool Wolverine, and it should have been a musical.
When will I be picked? When can I make my claws go snicked? Oh, fuck.
But yeah,
I'm a short king in the Canadian forest. I am just doing my best.
Yeah, let's gander at that real quick and then. So. I mean, obviously, Ryan Reynolds knows the character.
Sure.
They're like, the first two were good, enjoyable. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. I don't think, and I would say the same thing about, like, Fantastic Four. Like, I don't think it can, quote-unquote, save Marvel. I don't think that it should, and I don't think Marvel needs to be saved because...
No. I think it needs to die.
Yeah, hot take, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with what Marvel is doing. I think that this is, no matter how you slice it, it is inevitable after you actually reach a conclusion with Infinity War and Endgame, mm-hmm. and then you go bigger, both in concept, in the like the output, the characters and everything. It's too much to ask for people. I don't think there was a way to do this quote-unquote multiverse thing where you maintain the audience buy-in that you had with the original, like,
that's the
original
with the
saga.
It's a problem with the multiverse story in general, is that it inherently makes everything less valuable.
Yeah.
In you know.
And everyone has their think pieces about, like, what Marvel could have done differently or could do differently or blah, 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 blah. And there are certainly some valid arguments, like, nothing from really any, like, post-credit scene or tease or whatever has been paid off yet in, like, 5 years and however many hundreds of projects there have been. Whereas, like, before, like, you'd see whoever, Doctor Strange show up in a post-credit, he'd be within the next couple movies, you'd get follow-up on that. So, like, there's, like, okay, this is, I'm getting excited about the next thing, but everything now is just... Somewhere down the line, we're going to pay all these things off and we're going to connect everything. And I think that that is waning for people. There are valid arguments, but I think at the end of the day, it's a sales funnel. You know, like, you focus in on these, like, virgin nerds in their grandmother's basement and thinking that, like, oh, if we just go in hard on, like, the real comic shit. But people weren't ever interested in that. They wanted just... The originals could just pass as blockbusters.
I think Iron Man was a success because we were like, this is finally a comfortable way to think about Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. You know, like, no, that 100%. Like, the Infinity Saga was a success because it hung on a small handful of charismatic actors. The stories were... Like, simple, like all blockbusters are.
Yeah.
The action was fine, and they, like, the characters had charm and, what's what I'm looking for? Not camaraderie necessarily, chemistry. Like, the characters worked well together, like, and it all hung on Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and Hemsworth, for the most part, and other people below them, but, like... It's not the fact that they were making... No one gave a fuck that they were making a goddamn Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
No one would ever give a fuck they were making a goddamn Iron Man movie. They gave a fuck because Robert Downey Jr. made the character, like, compelling and interesting to normal people who don't know anything beyond Batman, Spider-Man, and Superman.
Like, I mean...
Normal people never gave a fuck about Iron Man.
About the Avengers in general? I guess not.
Yeah, I would say about the...
Well, there was a cartoon.
Iron Man...
In that same,
had,
like, time where, like, fucking Captain America had his own cartoon, fucking, you know, any of that shit.
Yeah.
Some people still remember, like, those theme songs and stuff.
Right.
Like, Captain America swings his mighty shield. But those who chose to oppose his shield must yield.
But as far as Deadpool... goes, I still think that Wolverine should have been a cartoon, but other than that, seriously though, Logan was legitimately
a good movie, yeah,
and a good send off to the character. That is one area where I feel like Star Wars actually does better because it is a larger universe and a little bit less character focused. Like the final season of The Bad Batch just started last week. And I love those characters. It's going to be sad to see them go, but I appreciate that, like, Star Wars is able to tell complete stories in itself and able to, like, end things.
Kill people. And,
kill people, end a story, maybe pick up one character later on down the line, but actually have some finality to things that Marvel just can't. Like, and it's just going to run itself into the dirt. It's never going to go away entirely, but
I do think
the bubble has popped and it's deflating as far as superhero thing is concerned.
I don't know. Maybe it's me getting more cynical as time has gone on, but it feels like every Marvel movie just amounts to a very, like, simplistic moral message that I cannot hear more than, like, twice from the same people, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I definitely don't go there for that. Like,
it's like, I get the, like, appointment viewing. It's one of the few things, like, while it was going that, like, maintained this, monocultural response that people would have,
right?
Like, you got to see the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You got to see the new whatever. But yeah, that has waned. That's gone. All that juice is out of it. And I would prefer to like, I mean, it's never going to happen again. I think Scorsese is the only person that they like allow now
to make movies. Right.
They're like, yeah, sure, we'll give you $100 million and we expect it to come back.
I don't know though. With Barbenheimer doing as well as it did,
yeah.
I do think that there's a possibility of a bit of a course correction,
yeah,
towards some kind of
cinema
farcical.
Fartsicle. I never saw Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen either one of them, but I know that they like
Barbie was okay. It was
that they mattered culturally.
Yeah.
History repeats itself as farce, and so like a farcical auteurism in cinema might be the next thing in the dying wane of the spectacle blockbuster, or it's just the death of cinema in general because it has no like distinctive quality about it anymore.
It's not you don't go to a specific place where it's the only place that you can see it anymore.
Right.
It's just if you miss it in theaters, you can just catch it on streaming, and it's kind of like it's a longer, wetter fart instead of.
So, speaking of the death of cinema, so there, this is the last thing I want to say. There has been a trend on X, formerly known as Twitter, the last week or so.
I'm not calling it X.
Oh, I'm not either.
I will never call it that. just
since, like, I don't know what brought it about, but just a pandemic of media literacy. Like, so fucking people, mostly neo-fash, are just blatantly, like, missing the entire point with Starship Troopers. Like, literally, it's like, how can they be fascists? They're so pretty. Look at the look at they're so handsome. They're like, they're so good looking. They can't be the bad guys. Look at the bugs. I'd kill it. So it has to be like, and it followed through with like people were like just completely misunderstanding just the broad idea of the X-Men and like, and I bring that up to say like, wow, what room is there to do anything in cinema when the audience broadly is so fucking stupid.
That was always the case.
Yeah, but I feel like it's worse. I feel like there's...
I think that more people have access to media now. So it's like the percentage of dumb shits is still similar, but now it's just like people have so much access to media that like media literacy is more rarefied.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, you're more likely to run into some dumbass who's just like, yeah, there's two reasons why I started, I joined the Blackwater, and it's Starship motherfucking Troopers. And it's like, okay, you are the dumbest person on the face of the earth. I will say, though, that a recent video game showed that there is, people can interpret it accurately. Helldivers 2 came out recently, and mm-hmm. it's basically the plot of Starship Troopers.
Right.
A, like, fascistic, like, imperial, spacefaring humanity has, like, started invading other planets right. that are either populated with automatons or with bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that they're the inherent propaganda of the culture is that the Helldivers are there to protect democracy and freedom for the homeland, when they're actually, you know, just, like, engaging in imperial domination.
Right.
And everything I've seen, like, interpreting that has been, like, either pretty subtle, like, in-universe, like, playing along to, like, mercy is treason. That right. has been, like, a big thing that's with them. They're, like, role-playing as an actual, like, fascist.
Mm-hmm.
or it's, like, people, like, making these, like, edits where they'll show, like, little moments where, like, the automatons will refuse to fire on the Helldivers mm-hmm. or, like... the bugs will just, like, be doing something, like, you know, inherently bug-like and not, like, aggressive.
Yeah.
And so, like, it seems like there is a potential for people to actually have some kind of ability to interpret media. However, I think that video games specifically force you into that role, and they right. force you to, like, take on some of the, like,
yeah.
the guilt and the... just, you know, you have to experience like a ludonarrative of
for sure.
playing through the actual actions of the game. Whereas when you watch a movie and you don't have that kind of access to, or don't have that understanding of media as like, you know, being like a connection of a bunch of different vertices of beliefs and things,
right.
Then you more easily just let it pass over you and you're like,
right. yeah.
this is what it is on its face value.
Okay, so reading from a Mr. Isaac Young. First, let's tackle a writing pitfall that irks leftists to this day.
Oh, God.
If you make your characters naturally handsome, fit, and well-groomed, then it becomes increasingly difficult to properly mock them. Beauty is self-evident, and all the characters in Starship Troopers are good-looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his fucking point? All of the characters in fucking Nazi propaganda are good looking too.
Yeah. His point is that it fails as parody and satire because he can't believe the pretty people were in the wrong.
Okay.
And that is a comp. Like, it's okay. Just
what does he think like an in-universe fascist propaganda would do? Pick ugly people to represent them?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, like that's like you make the bad guys ugly. Like that's the Disney logic brain of these people.
I mean, they've just essentially been watching Barney for 15 years now.
Yeah.
So they don't.
he shows a picture of one of the alien bug things. He says, "This is not a face I can relate to, sympathize for, or even have a dialogue with. This screams at me to kill it with fire. Even if I don't want to kill this thing, I want it to be in orbit far away from this. I want to be in orbit far away from this creature. It's horrific, and only a contrarian can argue against that." Just like
nobody's saying that the bugs are fucking cute and ooh, ooh.
Right?
It's that they're a representation of like inhumanity projected onto the enemies of fascism.
Dude, somebody in the comments was like on this picture, like, yeah, the point is that's how you see. How you see Mexicans and Muslims.
Yeah.
And people are like, you see Mexicans and Muslims that way? Like, no.
No, bitch. What?
Jesus fucking Christ. But anyway, so, yeah, that is the state of media this week.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Is that, like, dumb guy you know, 30 years ago, whatever, comes out of the theater after seeing Fight Club.
Right.
And it's just like, man, that's a really cool thing to do. And then immediately everyone around him like, you get it that it's fucking, like, that's the opposite of the point, right?
Right, right.
You know? And then he never had to, like, say it out loud and get, like, 1,000 other dumb guys to, like, support him before he got to the point of his friends being like, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah, that's enough that I'll chop that. So you have been listening to This Week in Fandom Nonsense, the not every weekly podcast where we talk about these kind of things about the world and our content. Check your local listings for day and time, and now back to your regularly scheduled programming.